You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. I'm sorry. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia gives on a radio show. Are you guys actually getting any medical advice? You know, I was listening to a couple of my prior shows. You know, I talk about my kids and the whole puberty thing. Another one was, I think I was talking about peeing when I cough. I mean, am I actually doing my job? Now, yes, my boss does listen to the show. They do. A real good boss listens to the show, okay? So, you know, today I'm going to have to give you guys some sort of medical advice. So, yeah, because I guess that's what, or I should just change the opening to my show. Yeah, any medical advice Dr. Dahlia gives should not be substituted for a regular office visit. You know, maybe we should say, you know, Dahlia's going to talk about minutiae. She's going to talk about her gynecological problems. You're going to hear another story about how she needed some shot of penicillin after a night out. And, take it. And then here's Dr. Dahlia. So, what do we have for you today? Oh, crap. I know. See, now that I listened to the opening of my show, I realize I should have prepped this a hell of a lot differently. Because all we were going to talk about today was video games and farts like I usually do. No. Actually, we do have some information here. They say 20 minutes of exercise a day can ward off the flu. Now, many of you have realized, those of you that really, really work out diligently, you notice you don't get sick a lot, right? When you exercise, you don't get sick, you know, because if you're running, and, you know, I'm not talking just sitting in a gym and working out in a stationary position, running, you're running from the flu, you know, trying to hide from the flu. Well, actually, stationary position type of exercise can still protect you. So don't knock it till you try it. Then, they say saturated fat is not bad for your heart, right? All this talk about you having to avoid saturated fat, they're now saying in the year 2014 is wrong. Saturated fat is okay. Okay, so you got this story, but then we have another headline saying the omega-3 fatty acids that we've been told to benefit your heart and for you to take, they're saying, nah, it doesn't benefit the heart at all. So what you're going to hear today, I would almost rather just talk about farts because, I mean, all the whole theory of omega-3s being good and saturated fats being bad in one day, in one fell swoop, is completely switched. So now I'm telling you that omega-3s really don't do jack diddly squat and saturated fat is good. All right, see, that's today's show. I know, see, pretty dramatic. You thought Desperate Housewives or that new show where women are killing their men, some sort of a sitcom is exciting. I think there's a lot. I mean, this is pretty omega-3 fatty acids. You can't get more dramatic and exciting and sexy than that, the omega-3s. Then a lot of you like to, you know, when you have a baby expecting, you know, have your girlfriend or wife always under the ultrasound. Ladies like to ultrasound themselves, post the pictures on Facebook. Now the FDA is saying, can you maybe stop that? It actually could cause harm to the fetus. Then many of us are over 30, me just barely, and we're being told that actually 31 years old is our sexual peak. But get this, men's sexual peak isn't 18 anymore. They say men's sexual peak is 33. Yeah, my husband's 45. Yeah, no, we peaked. we peaked sometimes twice on Sunday. All right, so as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. All right, well, some of you are suffering from allergies and some of you are suffering from colds, and then some of you are suffering from listening to my show. And I just, if any of you guys are suffering, my heart is, you know, goes out to you guys. But this was a very interesting study. They talked about how offices with open floor plans are tied to more sick days. So if you don't have an individual workstation and you actually work in an area that's kind of like factory setting type of thing, or you guys are all in a room, kind of a big room, well, I guess somebody spent a lot of money on this study. It's tied to more sick days. So if you're a boss and you want to save on your staff taking off time on sick days, I would probably say maybe just give them the little cubicles. Comparing data from nearly 2,000 people in seven different office designs, a whole seven different office designs, researchers found that those who worked in offices with one of three open floor plans took off more time for sickness. They say women in these settings were especially likely to take short sick leave spells. You know what? I notice I like working in my own little cubby. I have a very, very difficult time thinking that I'm always in the public eye. Being a doctor, though, you have to. But I got to tell you, if I knew I could be in my own little cubby, I wouldn't have to wear the Spanx. If I had, let's say, a hole in my nylons, I would probably be comfortable with that. Every now and then, I rip my pants in the crotch. And I wouldn't have to worry about crossing my legs when I sit. I could just sit under my desk the way I usually do. So I wonder if some people call in sick, not because they get sick, because of the cubicles, but because there's a lot of things that are embarrassing. You know, you could also probably burp and pass wind and stuff without, you know, the whole office knowing. I mean, think about it. If it's just a bunch of cubicles, all people doing the cubicles is here. They just don't know. So I think a lot of people, when they have issues, they call in. Now, I, as a doctor, understand this. Okay? I would probably say 50% of call-ins have nothing to do with your being sick. It's because you're too stressed. You just can't handle going to work. You don't feel good. You don't think you look good. You have a zit. It has nothing to do with being sick. So for those of you employers that notice that you have issues, maybe you need to do that. Now, I know many of us are worried that our staff just sits there and plays solitaire or video games, and I get that. I would probably want an open forum just for that. But then again, I like to play my video games too. So the more privacy, the better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys. You see how Tom shuts the music off? He's like, oh no, she's gonna sing. You see what the engineers don't understand is the louder the music plays, the less you hear my singing. So when you lower the music and then here's me singing, rocking pneumonia, now everybody hears the singing. So, alright. No, shutting the music off does not stop me from singing. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. I know. So he's shaking his head right now. He's like, oh man, you know, I'm screwed. Yeah, you are, Tom. You're working my show. It's a bad job. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my babies is home from school sick today, so I brought him into the studio with me. And I don't know what makes him more sick, the actual cold that he has or having to just sit there and listen to mom talk about, minutia. So, poor kid, but my baby's sick. So if you hear a sneeze or a cough or any other gastrointestinal sound, it's not me. It's my baby. Now, this was a very interesting email. I love the emails that say, oh, Dahlia, you're so wonderful. But every now and then I have no problem reading an email where one of you guys is mad. So Howie from Portland, Oregon writes, Doctor, I like you. Oh, see, he likes me. But we have to be honest here. And doctors are very much part of our healthcare crisis. My guess is this email came after I was on air griping about how you guys need to quit blaming us and how we doctors are innocent and all this and leave us alone. Okay, so apparently he disagrees. He goes, we have to be honest here. Doctors are very much part of our healthcare crisis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to hear this one. He goes, I have well-managed blood pressure and diabetes, and my doctor refuses to give me yearly prescriptions as my insurance mandates. Mm-hmm. He forces me to come in, and my copay is $45. I can email him my numbers, mm-hmm, call him, even Skype. Again, no offense, but you doctors propagate the money machine. Oh, man, propagate this. No, okay, Howie, look, I love you, okay? The fact that you like me and you opened your statement with that means you're good, okay? If you didn't, whew, all right, we'd be having some issues here. Okay, but look at what you're asking, okay? You're asking for the doctor to just take care of you by email, phone calls, Skype, okay? Even your mother, okay, won't do that for free. Think about it. How many of you guys can email your mother, Skype your mother, call your mother, and it be completely no obligation and free? Now, even your mother, no, because what do you got to visit your mother. Uh-huh. Right? You have to actually talk. You have to sometimes take her out to lunch. It's not free, people. Nothing is free except what Obama promises you, okay? But in the real world, no. The emails you guys send me through the show, it's free. I mean, I have to admit, I am. I'm doing that for free. All right? I'm emailing you guys back and giving you guys medical advice, etc. But other than what I do, no. And with my patients, oh, hell no. I can't be answering them emails. You know the liability I take on if I do that? And $45 is a lot of money. I get that. I dig that, okay? $45 to come out of pocket. My specialist copay is now $75. $75. In high school, I could buy 2 pairs of Guess jeans on sale for $75 and wear one of my sister's hand-me-down blouses, and I could make a wardrobe for a week on that $75. And now that's just a stinking copay. So I get that. You know, the prices are high. But then again, you know, we've talked about my expenses. We've talked about doctor's expenses. It's a lot of money. And so saying the doctors are propagating this and it's the doctor's fault is just, we're an easy target. It's very easy to dislike the doctor. Okay? Now, everybody likes Dr. Oz. Everybody likes Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Maybe Dr. Manny on Fox. They all look kind of nice, and they purposely want real nice, you know, nice-looking doctors so nobody gets mad. Okay? But I'm a target. Everybody's a target. All the rest of us doctors, we look like mean, money-hungry people. I mean, at what time in the day? Now, don't look at me because I already do the free emails and stuff. But what time in the day does the average doctor have to just sit there and do this stuff for free? For those of you that work in a grocery store, do you have time to answer somebody's email about milk and give the milk away for free? And why? I mean, do you have time in the day for that and not get paid? No, you don't. Why is everybody expecting a doctor to do that? Now, people do that all the time. People get mad at me all the time. They're like, look, Dahlia, give me a lab order. So I do a lab order. They get the lab order. Then, Dahlia, call me with the lab results. We call them with the lab results. Okay, now call in the medication. Call in the medication. 3 months later. Okay, call in another lab order. All right, you cannot expect doctors to do this stuff for free. Not to mention, when are we looking at you? When are we examining your feet if you have diabetes? When are we talking to you about your eyes or your heart or looking at your skin? Okay, I understand everybody wants Doc in the Box. And you guys are going to get it, by the way. You're going to get Doc in the Box. We are going to socialized medicine. It's happening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's happening. You guys are getting socialized medicine. You asked for it, you got it. Okay, you voted in Obama. You're probably going to vote in Hillary. Socialized medicine is going to be the future of America, no matter how much we fight it. And you guys are going to get that. All right? And maybe some of you will really benefit. Maybe some of you guys are going to save a crap load of money. All right? You know, you could check your blood pressure at home. That's awesome. You could, you know, check your blood sugar at home. Already, I think in Europe, there's this computer program where a computer talks to you back. You tell him your blood sugars, and then the computer speaks back, you know, saying, take an extra glyburide. You're like, all right, you know, glyber what? Glyburide. What the hell is that? You're on glyburide. You know, and you know, fine. If that's what you guys want, go for it. Okay? But then just, you know, who is going to be around when you really, really need somebody to take a look at you and go, huh, something's not right. And I told you guys many, many cases where something wasn't right. And I understand. I totally understand both sides. I cannot stand spending the extra money I have to for health care. I'm spoiled. I got to have cheaper copays. The doctor took the write-off. One of my doctors only made $5.72 seeing me. I was fine with that. I didn't give a damn that the doctor only made $5.72. My copay was only $20. I was a happy kitty. Now I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. A copay of $75 is flipping ridiculous. So I'm with you. Okay? But the reason why that copay is $75 is because the insurance isn't paying the doctor anymore. I know some of you are saying, not my problem. Not my problem. Well, it is your problem. Okay? It's all of our problems. If you don't care about one of the seven steps down the line, your step, which may be step three or step four, is not going to get addressed and it's not going to get fixed. So what do you do if you have high copays? Well, first, talk to your doctor. Don't just tick them off. Because a lot of you guys, a lot of my patients have been really ticking me off. And I have been discharging left and right because I'm sorry, we're in a crisis right now. And if you want me to do half-assed medicine, I'm not the doctor for you. I got too many patients that want me to do medicine right. So just leave. I mean, if you can find a doctor that's going to, you know, manage you for 2 full years for free, do it. Go to them, please. I beg you. Because, wow, you're getting the best deal in the world. But I got too many people that really want my time and want my advice and luckily aren't dying, knock on wood, because they're being very, very compliant and praying and doing whatever they do to, you know, stay in God's good graces. All right, those are the people that I need to make sure I save time for. For the rest of you that just want me to do crap over the phone for free, no, I only do crap over the phone for free for my listeners, okay? All right. Good. Put that out there. But for those of you that are now afflicted with major high deductibles, you got to sit down with your doctor and go, look, okay? And by the way, this is the way to approach a doctor. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Too many of you tick off your doctor, and then you write me saying your doctor discharged you, okay? There's a way to touch your doctor without ticking him off, okay? But what I would do is sit down and just be honest and be nice honest. Don't start going into doctors are the problem, right? And AMA, you know, made Obamacare happen. Don't start accusing the doctor because you have no idea if they're right or left. Just sit down and go, look, doctor, I know Obamacare is affecting all of us. It's affecting your business and it's affecting me and my copays. So what do you suggest we do? Okay. My copays are now this high. It's really expensive. What can I do to save money, but also not force you to work for free? What is a compromise? What can we do? If a patient sat down and said that to me, I would think they're the coolest patient and I would probably do everything I can to save that patient money. So, you know, and if you don't know how to talk to your doctor, write me real quick at drdahlia.com and I'll tell you how to approach it. In fact, I will pre-write the letter for you, for your doctor, okay? And I'll even say, dictated by Dr. Dahlia. I have no problem by that, okay? But there's better ways to do it than being accusatory and demanding. You capiche? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
As I walk along, I wonder. Without love, a love that was so strong. Okay. All right, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. We're going to get some groovier tunes, I promise. I haven't been able to work on my bumpers. All right. Just the fact that it's called bumpers makes me then think about, well, wait a second, I'm a little bumpy. And then when I think about how bumpy I am, I think about, well, wait a second, I got to start exercising more. And then I'm like, well, I got to exercise, then I don't have time to work on my bumpers. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, here we go. He's breaking headlines here. Saturated fat is not bad for your heart. They say guidelines urging people to avoid unhealthy fat, according to a major study, is dead wrong. They say a mega study, okay? In science, right, if something is a big butt study, a big study, right, we call it mega. So a mega study, which analyzed a huge amount of existing data, hence mega, also said that healthy polyunsaturated fats like sunflower oil had no effect on the risk of heart disease. So we have the omega-3s doing nothing for us and the saturated fat not being really bad. So now what do we do? All right. They actually said that dairy fat called margaric acid, I don't know, I've never heard of margaric acid. Now they're making this stuff up. significantly reduced risk, while two kinds of saturated fat found in palm oil and animal products had only a weak link with heart disease. Palm oil. Yeah, honestly, that's why I tell you guys to wash your hands, because I don't want to know what oils are on your palm when you eat. Two types of omega-3 fatty acids found in oily fish, your EPA and your DHA. I know the EPA. I know the government's involved in everything. And the omega-6 fatty arachidonic acid were linked to a lower risk of heart disease. But the omega-3s and the omega-6 supplements, nothing. So are we talking about supplements versus the real McCoy? See? That's, again, that's another issue. Remember how we talked about supplements usually don't seem to do jack diddly squat, but the actual real McCoy in food does? Anyway, they say fats have long been blamed for obesity and heart disease. Some scientists now say there's evidence that fat may have been unfairly demonized, and actually it's the sugar that is to blame. Lead researcher Dr. Rajiv Chowdhury from Cambridge University said these are interesting results. I find them interesting. That potentially stimulate new lines of scientific inquiry and encourage careful reappraisal of our current nutritional guidelines. See, don't you love how scientists make something that sounds so boring into something sexy, right? Because they use the word stimulate. Cardiovascular disease, and I guess obviously which causes coronary artery disease, is the single leading cause of death and disability worldwide. So if we are giving you guys the wrong prevention guidelines, then we're all kind of screwed. Okay, so what does that mean? What do you do? Okay, be smart about it. I keep telling you the same thing. This is same poop, different day. Go back to caveman days. What were our bodies designed for during caveman days? Well, our bodies were designed to eat the vegetables, okay, right? It wasn't designed to eat cupcakes. It wasn't designed to drink soda pop, right? Okay, we were designed to drink milk, okay, from either goats or cows or breast or, I don't know, roosters. And then we were also designed to eat fish, okay? We were supposed to cook the fish, okay? Because some fish, like shellfish, had that dorsal vein, which could be, there were toxins, and there were certain pathogens. So we were taught to cook our fish. Old Testament gave us a lot of, rules on how to eat to protect us. Pork. With trichomoniasis and certain parasites, we had to cook our pork really well over some fire. I don't know when they learned how to do that. I just think I don't know how cavemen figured out that you actually need to cook the pork. Anyway, well, actually, the Old Testament, you're not supposed to eat pork. That's what they said. They probably because in the olden days, they didn't know you had to heat the food. So they just said, you want to know what? To hell with that. Just avoid the pork. They didn't say to hell with that because it was the Bible, of course. I could just see my mom listening, getting all mad. You're misquoting the Bible again. How does she know? You weren't supposed to mix dairy and meat, right? Digestive issues. Even though, yeah, there's religious perspectives. In the Old Testament, you weren't supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk because of a respect issue, okay? You don't drink the mom's milk and then eat her baby or cook the baby. You see what I mean? Because it was a respect issue. We respected the animals that we ate, had eaten. But there's also been studies where you have to watch your dairy and your meat in the same digestive bolus because of absorptive issues, which was kind of cool to look at. But when you ate meat, okay, there is fat marbled in the meat. There is. Okay, now, we like to try to cut our fat because it's superfluous, and it's a good way to cut calories, but do we need some sort of fat? Absolutely. Of course we need fat. Okay? I mean, we've talked about that before, so this is nothing new. It's just, okay, what do we do with this new study? Well, first of all, this was a meta-analysis, so as opposed to me ripping on it because it's a small study, it's not a small study, okay? However, researchers are going to do larger-scale clinical studies because, you know, there's too many omega-3 supplements over-the-counter, and it's just too big an industry for this to just, you know, be the end-all of all supplements. No way, okay? But if I were you, I would just eat the regular fish, eat the regular turkey, eat the regular chicken, Okay? And I don't mind a little bit of beef once in a while. I don't. I'm not a big beef eater. I know I talk about steak a lot, especially prime rib. But really, I don't eat a lot of red meat. I don't. Because I just, yeah, you're right. It's cheaper to eat the others. Actually, isn't. Red meat is cheaper than a lot of the other meats. Yeah. So, yeah, I am cheap, but, I just don't. I think I'm just so into chicken lately. I don't, yeah, but I've got to eat some sort of meat. Of course, if you're vegetarian, you're doing well. I mean, I've never heard of a vegetarian dying because they didn't get enough fat. Right? Have you? No. But that's why vegetarians, I think a lot of vegetarians really lather up a lot of their vegetables and butter, but they don't tell us. You know, cause right, like Clinton, talk about how Clinton lost all this weight and he's doing so well cause he's vegetarian. My guess is he involves some stick of butter somewhere. Okay? Monica Lewinsky taught him. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Alright, so another thing that's kind of shocking us a little bit is this FDA recommendation to not fetal ultrasound like a mother when you're pregnant, okay? I mean, a lot of us, we fetal ultrasound like crazy, right? Like a mother, because we want to know how our baby is, and we take a look at the baby, and then we have to put pictures on Facebook, and everybody loves to know everybody's baby pictures. Okay, well, that's cool. All right, but now they're saying, even though these are safe, there still could be certain health reasons. Okay? They think there could be some sort of radiation still, even though it's ultrasound imaging. And they say the ultrasound enters the body and heats up the tissues. They also say that it could produce small pockets of gas in body fluids or tissues. Did you guys know that ultrasounds could make gas? Now, here's the thing. When I was pregnant, I was full of gas, right, because of the progesterone, and we talked about that. So I wouldn't have noticed if all the ultrasounds I got. Now, I had to be ultrasounded a lot because I had placental insufficiency. My placenta was insufficient. It didn't do its job. I should have fired the sucker. And my babies were getting dehydrated. I didn't make enough fluid. I had oligohydramnios. And, you know, we had to induce, and it was rough. And, you know, five episiotomies later, baby was born. But we'll show you pictures of that later. But, ultrasounds are not 100%, I guess, risk-free. So they say make sure that you do it as needed. Make sure under a prescription. And I understand everybody wants to see the inside. I get that. You know, I do. But there could be risks associated, they say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. In a few days, we are starting the big, huge kickoff for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, where we are raising money to help fight blood cancer, help these kids pay for their medical treatments, help families pay, do research for blood cancers. Pretty scary stuff. And many of us are freaked out by blood cancer because many of us have had a family member like myself. My uncle died when he was only 13 years old of leukemia back in the 50s. So leukemia definitely and certain blood cancers really hit home. All right. You know, many of us are already afflicted with certain gammopathies and polycythemias and anemias and things like that. And so anything that has to do with the blood, I'm there. And so the campaign to raise money starts March 21st. In the meantime, any of you that have a company that likes to donate, yeah, and I'm sure they all do, all right, please get them in touch with me because I got some fun ways they can donate, and I definitely want to give them recognition for helping such an amazing cause. They could go to my website, or you can go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Please tell them to get a hold of me so we can figure out how to get these kids the help and the adults the help that they need. Okay. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We also have an iPhone app, an Android app, to make sure you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Now, you know, these studies come out talking about sexual peaks. You know, women's sexual peak is at the age of 31. Men's sexual peak at the age of 33. Hold on a second. I dropped something. I got to bend over and pick it up. Hold on. Oh, it's spilling. Oh, it's always bad when something is spilling on your radio cords. Okay, that's okay. It'll dry up. I should have brought the dog. He'd lick it up. Anyway, I know. Maintenance. Oh, boy. Something's smoking. Anyway, you know, so when we talk about sexual peak, a lot of you go, well, who cares? You know, I'm not that age anyway. You know, and even when I was 31, did I really stop and look around and go, hey, I'm at my sexual peak? 31 years old, I think I had just given birth to my second child, and I was still, you know, nursing or something. I didn't really, you know, if I was in a sexual peak, I really didn't care right then and there about it. My husband might have cared more about it than I did, all right? But the reason why it's important is because a lot of you still don't understand what you're supposed to be doing sexually, all right? I think a lot of you guys turn to my show because I give you appropriate advice. Now, the reason why I give you this advice, right, and I give you, sex advice is because I think a lot of you guys go about it all wrong. And the reason why I know all this is because many of you write, many of you call in, many of you come into my office and you tell me what happened. And I'm like, what? You did, what? No. All right, and so I've been able to accrue a lot of knowledge. And remember, I am a doctor that practices in Las Vegas. So this, yeah, I do get a lot of the spicy stories. And so when it does come to sexual peak, I think that's important to know for many of us who, let's say, are in our 20s, okay, and we're going, wait a second, I really don't get the sex thing. I'm not liking it that much. I'm not, you know, not sure what to do. Well, of course not, because you haven't peaked yet, okay? However, for those of us who are older, we're like, well, that means nothing because, you know, I still like sex the same way, and I, you know, I'm not 31 anymore, so it doesn't matter. So sometimes the number really helps, and sometimes it just doesn't, all right? But whenever you guys see these media stories about sex and, you know, peaks, et cetera, you know, just kind of take it with a grain of salt, but realize that many of your misconception about sex is wrong. You know, so a lot of you will say, okay, well, you know what? My wife is supposed to be peaking in her 30s and she's not. There's something wrong with her. No, we've talked about that. We talked about after multiple babies, sex drive naturally goes down because it's more risky for her. You know, also in evolution, we've talked about how it's riskier the older a woman is to have a baby, and that's why her sex drive goes down. It's also riskier for her offspring. You know, every now and then we get some evolutionary study out, right? Like grandmas being a part of the family helps the family and helps the marriage because it helps the offspring, etc. I know. Grandma being in the house helps the marriage. I know. That was a long shot. I needed to see the abstract on that sucker. But, for example, if you have four puppies, let's say, and you have a fifth puppy, that takes away from the fourth puppy. So, in, you know, the later you start and the more babies you have, the more risky it is. And so you'll see sex drive naturally go down. I think it's an evolutionary defense mechanism, right? Because, you know, Lord knows that you haven't been saving for college, right? And now all of a sudden you got a kid that you want to put through college, not that college helps at all anymore. So, more kids seem to put other kids at risk. It just does. Okay? Many people feel like their sex drives are pretty boring. They feel trapped. They feel like they don't get to try anything new. All right. In this one study, though, they did say that 44% of people did believe in love at first sight. Was my husband and I love at first sight? You know, I think it was. I remember I thought it was really, really cute, but I didn't really know what love was until we were married. You know, you remember, okay, you're talking to somebody who was in love, quote unquote love, with Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. I was in love with Bo Duke. I was also in love with MacGyver and David Addison on Moonlighting. So you're really asking the wrong person. But yeah, I think my husband, did he fall in love with me at first sight? Oh no. He believes in love at first sight, but he definitely was not in love with me at first sight. No, he wasn't. I mean, he may now claim it in an interview, right? Because that's the in vogue thing to say, but I'll tell you right now, no. He thought I was obnoxious, I was in the way, and that my boobies weren't big enough. Let's just put that out there right now. Alright, 23% of those in relationships knew they wanted to be with their current partner just hours after meeting them. 1 in 10 knew instantly. Now, this is a survey coming from singles247.com. And so if you want to see some of the other statistics, it's kind of interesting and pretty cool. But the big trend now of sex these days is your older people having sex. This is probably the most voluminous, vigorous, volcanic group of people now having sex, if I could use the V words correctly, because of Viagra. And I just made that up. And Viagra is now allowing couples who never, never could be involved in a sexual relationship to now be involved in a sexual relationship, and people are liking it. The fastest group of STDs is being found in the older population. Many of the older population, they weren't of the condom age. You know, those of us who grew up in the 80s were like, okay, wait a second, it's all now about condoms because of AIDS. But older individuals, no, you didn't use condoms. It was all about free love, free sex. And now they're having sex again. Your 60s, the people who grew up in the 60s and the 50s now having sex and they're liking it. And, you know, so you're going to start to see a huge push, shall we say, a huge thrust towards information and studies on what to do to make sex easier and more enjoyable for people in their older. You know, like how to deal with the hip, right? If you got a, you know, hip replacement, how to deal with the hip and properly abduct it, okay? You know, certain positions that don't hurt arthritis. You're going to see a lot of that research, and that's going to be kind of fun. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, I think it's going to be really fun. I can't wait to report that kind of stuff. Right? Older people sex. Listen, we're all going to be older people. We all are. So don't sit there on your high and mighty 31-year-old horse thinking you don't need to learn about that. Okay? We all have arthritis. We're all going to have enlarged prostates and prolapsed uteruses one day, God forbid. We need to know what to do about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.